A few years ago, one of the kids in my online coaching program said to me, "Coach Rebecca, I wish we could just go to a gym and have you as our coach. We would all be so happy and so confident." And that warmed my heart, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, that would be the best." And that comment stuck with me for years. So now I'm going to do something about it. I am inviting gymnasts from all over the country to join me for the first ever Confident Gymnast Camp this August 3rd and 4th. This camp is all about breaking through mental blocks. So if you're struggling with a skill and you want me and my team to help you break through in real time, then check out confidentgymnast.com for details. Hi guys, on today's podcast, I'm talking to parents specifically about how to help your kid through when life is not fair, when kids aren't being seen for their potential. There are power structures, there are opinions, and your kid does not come out on top, even though their attitude's there, their effort's there. But if they're not scoring those points or they have a setback and life really does not feel fair, they're disappointed. Here is how you can help them navigate those situations. Welcome to the Perform Happy Podcast, where athletes and their support squad come to learn the secret weapon for sports success. I'm your host, Rebecca Smith. First, I was a scaredy cat gymnast, then a coach. Now I'm a sports psychology expert and a parent. Athletes, whether you're feeling stuck or you're having the best season of your life, I'm here to help you reach peak performance and maximum enjoyment. Hey, everybody. I am Coach Rebecca Smith, and I am live talking to parents today. Of course, athletes, you are welcome to listen, coaches as well, but mostly I'm talking to parents today. Sorry, parents have been hogging all the topics recently, but I get the best questions and then I plow forth. So I was talking today with a baseball mom, and I always love to get like a question from a mom other than gymnastics because it still applies. And I know a lot of you guys out there are not necessarily gymnasts. So I wanted to talk about this question that's all about supporting your athlete when life is not fair. And she was talking about how her son had the highest batting average on Little League. He is super consistent. This kid, you know, just has like a great attitude. He is really positive. He's the best kid on the team as far as showing up early, helping other kids out, being supportive. He is like that kid who you really want on your team. But he's not getting any playing time. So he's moved up to this travel team and the coach does not value the qualities that he has. The coach is looking for home runs. And if he's not scoring home runs, then he's on the bench. And that's just the way it is. So even though he's working hard, he's got a great attitude, he's got a history of success, he's smaller, he's not in that same place with the other bigger kids on his team. So this mom is talking about, how do I help him navigate, you know, this disappointment, this failure that he's seeing, even though he's doing everything she's ever told him to do. He's doing everything, you know, the character building that he can possibly do. He's a good kid. He's a great teammate. But yet here he is on the bench watching other kids win the championship. Okay. Now, a couple other examples of this are, you know, in gymnastics, maybe your athlete works all year for a skill and then she gets injured or there's a setback and she can't do it. Maybe there's fear, maybe there's an injury, maybe there, you know, for some reason there's a setback and you're like, this is not fair. She's been working so hard and now this coach has given you this arbitrary deadline that's multiple months before she would need to compete anything like this. She's got all the other three events and every single other skill on this particular event, but it's one stinking skill. And the coach is like, sorry, that's policy. You're staying back a level. And all of her friends are moving forward without her. That's like the biggest possible devastation. Or then there's injury. You know, we can come up with a million different ideas of disappointments or things that make you feel like life is not fair. I would love it if you guys want to, in the comments, tell me, like, why is life not fair right now? We've all got something, right? Like, oh, I had to deal with a pandemic and that was so lame. And I'm like, not fair. Or we can all come up with stuff, right? But how do we help our athlete when like they're doing their best and you're so proud of them, but like they're not being acknowledged for the role that they're playing on their team? What do you do? Okay, so I'm going to always start with the Perform Happy Mom mantra. I think I'm just coining that term now. This is what we say in Perform Happy that just reminds us to like stay in our lane as parents. Dads, you can use this too. Here it goes. Food, hugs, rides, tuition. Food, hugs, rides, tuition. Food, hugs, rides, tuition. So if you do only that and nothing else, you are winning, okay? That's what I want for parents to do. Food, hugs, rides, tuition. And if you just go back to that and you sort of like center yourself on that and know that your child is going to grow up and be okay. They're going to be okay. If we can just own that, like if they have the worst season or two seasons or three seasons of their life, they will be okay. Jonathan Horton, who is a multi-time Olympic athlete for male men's gymnastics. He failed and failed and failed. That man, if you hear his story, he got last place at his first elite meet, dead last. He is like the 3 years before his Olympics, most recently before 2012, was just like fail after injury, after fail, after injury. It was like, this guy could not catch a break and he made it. He turned out okay. So these are the moments where these athletes are building something deep within them that they're going to need to pull from in the future. Okay, we've all been there. We've all had those years, months that have not gone our way, and we have made it through and become awesome. So if you do nothing and you just hold that faith that he's gonna get taller, he's gonna get stronger, he's going to get better, he's gonna, you know, just like that scrappy little kid pulled it to the top of Little League, just like me. I was way too tall and too scared. I still made it to optional gymnastics because I had that heart and because I got good at picking myself up after I fell. Okay. So what you want to be as a parent is a soft place to land. So I always say that all of that first. So if you do nothing more than that, great. And here's just kind of a mindset shift for us parents that can help us guide our athletes in a great way. So what we want for them is like, you know, they go and they get hammered at practice. They get left out and they get yelled at and they're failing and they're getting corrected and they're just like through the ringer. And then they come home and you're like, oh, buddy, I love you so much. Oh, I'm so proud of you. And they're like, for what? I failed. I'm the worst. Yeah, I love you. Here is your food. I love you. I love you. I love you. I'm proud of you. You are such a hard worker. And we just keep pouring that on them because that's what we want. And if your coach doesn't have a growth mindset and they feel like the only thing that matters is outcomes, places, and scores, we can't control that. But what we can do is continually praise in our homes that attitude, that effort that continues to give those kids the faith that what they're doing is good. And that every time they get back up, that's building a muscle that some little talent ball is not building, okay? You know, that giant kid who comes easy to, or that little kid in my experience that comes easy to, they're not getting that grit muscle. So grit is the quality that gets built during these tough times when that kid is disappointed and it is not fair. If you could mama bear your way in there and change it and just explain like, hey coach, this is what this kid deserves and give it to her, please. Give it to him, please. If you could, you would, but you can't in this situation. So we look at it and go, okay, we're building grit. You know, every practice has a gift. Some practices, that gift is success, and some it's character. And the character building practices are not the fun ones. And those character building years are not the fun ones, but that's okay. Because if you can get up again, if you can try again, if you can sit on that bench and have the best stinking attitude anyone has ever seen in you, it will pay off. Okay. I've seen it. I've seen it in athletes who were not the most talented, who were not the most flexible, who end up going and competing NCAA D1 because they just got up and they got up and they got up. So grit is what we're building. And if you as a parent can be like, yes, this kid's getting gritty. Like, look at him showing up. Look at him continuing to have that effort. And you hold the faith that they are going to be okay. And they're going to get through this and they're going to be better for it. Okay, so something I really like to ask kids who are feeling sort of stuck is I ask them, do you like a challenge? And this is a cool little inquiry you can do with your kid. Like, hey, do you like a challenge? And then you can bring up like, you know how Uno is always cutthroat? And you know how when we play Sorry, you're like, oh, I'm out for blood. I always think about like what
When I was a kid, I still to this day, if I'm playing cards or I'm playing a board game, I'm like, bring it on. I want to win. I'm super competitive. And would I rather play against my 5-year-old daughter and win? Or would I rather play against like my sister-in-law, who's also super like competitive and cutty and like really good at it? I want to play against my sister-in-law because I'm like, if I beat her, that means something, right? So this kid on this baseball team, if he gets some playing time on that team, that matters, right? And ask your kid, would you rather get an A in a hard class or an easy class? Hard class, of course. Would you rather win against a hard team or an easy team? Hard team, no question. So we could all sort of dumb it down and we could all do easier things and win, but we know that that's not what it's about. And that is why he's on that team. And that's why that girl wants to get to that next level with her teammates, because she doesn't want to play it easy. She likes a challenge. So with that in mind, you can go, okay, I like a challenge. And yeah, this is a challenge. I'm out injured and I'm supposed to be training. That's a challenge. I like a challenge. Or I'm up against this team or this coach hates me, etc. Whatever that challenge is that is not fair, you look at it and you go, okay, I like a challenge. Let's get after this. Instead of feeling like there's all this pressure, you're like, no, I like a challenge. Okay, good. I like to be the underdog. All right. I think I've been an underdog before and it has worked out. So let's go after it. And one thing I wrote in my little notes was like, tell them to watch Rudy. So if any of you are going through this situation where your kid's disappointed and life isn't fair and they're trying and trying, your homework assignment is to watch the movie Rudy with them. Oh my gosh. I know that all the parents will cry at the end. It's so happy. It's like this kid who all he wants is to go to Notre Dame. And he does everything in his power to do it. And he's like, doors are slamming and slamming and slamming in his face. And then you all know it like eventually works out in just a really sweet and magical way. So watch that. Of like, okay, this kid threw the ringer. He's too small. He's not like, there's just everything is against him, but he keeps getting up and he keeps getting up and he keeps getting up. And then eventually he reaches his goal. And that's exactly what grit is. Grit isn't that you're the one who's not nervous or you're the one who it came easily or it's that it wasn't easy and you kept after it. And so if you praise that in your kid, like, dang kid, you're gritty. That coach is a jerk. And I am so proud of you for sitting on the bench with a smile. That makes me so proud to be your mom. Like that's the stuff that we praise because we know if you keep at it and you have grit, you will go anywhere, anywhere, anywhere. Okay. Okay, so then I want to give a little quote from Muhammad Ali. He says, "He who is not courageous enough to take risks will accomplish nothing in life." So the fact that you have a big goal and you're falling short means that you're courageous and you're trying something hard. And if you're failing, it means you're trying something hard enough. If you're not failing, it's too easy. Okay, so let that challenge be something that lights a fire in you. Let that failure be something that lights that fire that's like, okay, I don't want to keep feeling failure. So I'm going to keep working harder and harder and I will get there. I don't know when, but I will. Okay. And in the meantime, what's your role? I think a lot of coaches are like, well, if you're not scoring, then we don't need you. You're off over there. You're not important. Or if you can't hit that skill, I don't really know what to tell you. I'm not going to coach you. You just go on over there. And it's almost as if the athlete is supposed to just disappear. But guess what? You have a role. If you're injured and you're off on the sidelines, your role is to cheer on your team. Your role is to be, it's different. My role was different. I was a leader. I was the oldest one on my team and I was a leader. And it taught me how much I love coaching and teaching and educating and leading. So every single thing, like when I didn't make the soccer team in junior high, I threw myself full on into gymnastics. I was like, okay, this is my sport. So every little failure, every little thing puts you in a position where you can become a better person. I know it's not very fun for a 12-year-old to hear that, but man, is it true. Know what your role is and know that it's okay to have different goals than your coach has for you. If your coach's only goal is hit skills and win points, then you can easily fail. But if your goals are keep a smile on my face, don't be sassy, keep working at it, make this baby step, then you can walk out of that practice and he's like, wow, that was a fail. And you're like, yeah, but I hit every single thing on my list and I am proud of myself. And if you can learn to be proud of yourself in an unfair, unfun situation, oh my gosh, nothing will ever, ever stop you. So know that you can have different goals and you can have different goals from your parents. your parents are like, you got to get that skill or I'm not letting you compete. And you're like, yeah, okay, mom, it's hard to do this in your mind. But you go, you know what? Today that my baby step is this, and this is what I'm getting. And if I do that, I'm going to feel proud of myself, even if nobody else is. And that is part of that character that gets built that Olympians have. You know, Simone Biles, she of course takes input from many, many people, but ultimately she sets her goals. You know, she knows what she's after. And I think every single athlete should be on some level in that same position where you've got your own goals that you are working toward fiercely. And you treat others with respect. And at the same time, you know what you're there for and you advocate for it. So if you're an underdog, you let that fire build from the failure. If you are stuck with the little kids like me, you be a strong leader. If you're on the sidelines, you be the best cheerleader that that team has ever had. Go watch Rudy. And then ultimately, parents, trust that they're building grit. They're continuing to put in that effort. They are making progress. You know that they're going to get there. It just might not be on their own terms or on their own timeline. So you just food, hugs, rides, tuition, and be that soft place to land in the meantime. All right. Thanks for hanging out with me today. And I will see you soon. Bye. Thank you so much for joining me for this week's episode of the Perform Happy Podcast. If you're ready to unlock your maximum sport potential, head over to performhappy.com and join us. You'll be training alongside world champion athletes and Olympic hopefuls. And I will personally take you through my research-based system for overcoming fear and mental blocks, building confidence, and finding your flow. I'm Coach Rebecca Smith, and I'll see you next time.